talking about the junk in the trunk. Do you like one of those that if you touch it, it come back and hit you four times? Or that if you touch it, you hit the pelvic bone? Which one?
Ooh, it got to hit me four times.
You like the wave, right?
I love the wave. That kind of shit.
Tune in to the Sean Salisbury Show on your drive home right here on SB Nation Radio. This is SB Nation AM.
But don't worry, Steve Spurrier still throwing out zingers left and right. Quote, you can have all the good ball players and still not win football games. All you LSU fans know about that.
Zing!
Oh no!
He didn't.
Yep.
Oh.
Now I kicked Les's ass a couple times. That's right.
Every morning, Lynn, Murray, and Solly get you ready for work on SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation Radio. Here's Joe Spano.
Trek brings us back. Let's head out to the SB Nation Radio guest line and bring in Jacob Bickshorn from SB Nation. Jacob, looks like the Bulls are going to buy out Dwayne Wade. Get us all caught up on the latest on this and how this has all come together over the last few weeks.
Hey, Joe. This is all stemming from a report from ESPN's Nick Friedell saying that there had been some discussions about a Wade buyout in the coming months, but he actually kind of walked that back a little bit today. Friedell did, saying that it was just purely kind of speculation on his part. Although, it does make a lot of sense for both the team and for Wade to reach some sort of agreement.
Well, let's talk a little further here. You know, we've watched for the last few years Paxson and Gar Forman kind of walk a fine line. Yes, we know we need to get younger, more athletic, and rebuild, but at the same time, we want to stay competitive within the Eastern Conference. And we watched that plan be an epic failure over the last several years, as particularly last year when you looked at the Bulls, they were neither young nor athletic nor good. So now in the offseason, they make the move. Bye-bye, Jimmy Butler. And they kind of go younger. I don't know that this is necessarily a young team, but they're certainly a younger team. Kind of take us through the reversal of, philosophy, as it were, by John Paxson and Gar Forman.
Well, I think that this was always the plan long-term. If you kind of parse through the quotes and interviews that they've given about Jimmy Butler, they were always extremely non-committal about building around him. They would always, anytime they're asked that question, they would kind of turn it back around and say you build with players, not around. So you kind of got the sense they were never really committed to him. And after trying to walk that line last year, I think that they just, with 2 years left on Butler's contract, now is the time where, in theory, you could get the most bang for your buck in a trade. And so they just decided to take the plunge and go full rebuild and look ahead to what appears to be a pretty stacked 2018 draft class.
What do you think of the haul they got for Jimmy Butler?
Oh, it was. I mean, I can't imagine a worst possible trade that was out there for them. They got back no proven NBA players. They didn't get any extra draft picks. Like, they moved up from 16 to 7. It was a swap. It wasn't like they picked up an extra pick. I'm very low on Chris Dunn. He just, if you're a point guard in today's NBA, if you can't get to the rim and you can't make threes off the dribble, you're not a starting caliber player. Chicago, we know how athletic guys coming off of ACL injuries tend to look right off the bat. I'm just not that excited about this return that the Bulls got.
I was inclined to agree when I saw this deal announced. I'm like, well, that isn't much, is it? Again, Zach LaVine, I think could be a pretty good NBA player. But as you said, his calling card is athleticism, and he's coming off a torn ACL. So the 2017-2018 season will probably be a pretty lost season for him, and maybe he returns to form down the line. But really, what is the form of Zach LaVine? He's a solid second or third option on a bad team. What is he on a good team? Chris Dunn, it seemed to me, and I'll let you comment on all of this, Chris Dunn, it seemed to me, was somebody that the T-Wolves quit on when they realized, boy, he's not athletic enough, can't get to the cup, doesn't shoot well enough, and they made a reversal of direction as far as their point guard position. They brought in a veteran in Jeff Teague, and then the swap of draft picks. I understand it was a loaded draft class, but boy, that doesn't seem like a lot, and that doesn't seem to put you in a very good position for the future.
But no, absolutely not, and especially taking Lauri Markkanen at the seventh pick when you still had a guy like Dennis Smith on the board. I mean, if the Bulls are really committed to bottoming out, they got to swing for the fences with all these high draft picks, and Lauri Markkanen projects to be a nice complementary player, but never a guy who you're drawing up a play for in the last 5 seconds of a game. You know, with Chris Dunn, it's really frustrating because the Bulls were rumored to be in on him last year. The same Jimmy Butler trade essentially almost happened at the draft in 2016. And for some reason, it looks like the Bulls just didn't watch any Timberwolves games this year because their enthusiasm about Dunn's potential had not waned at all, while clearly Minnesota realized that they had taken the dud with the fifth pick.
And what about Zach LaVine? At his best, is he anything more than a third option?
Zach LaVine is a gunner. He's got like an interesting skill set where he was allowed to kind of grow as a facilitator on some really bad Minnesota teams, but you know, you don't want him playing point guard more than he needs to. At best, he's a guy who you swing it to him after initial pick and roll and he can make something happen. But from a defensive standpoint, he just doesn't have the stature or the head on his shoulders to really hold up against elite wings in the NBA. And he's so reliant on his athleticism. Like, yes, his jump shooting has really improved of late, but the ACL injury, if you look at guys like Rose and Jabari Parker recently who have had that same injury, guys who are super athletic, who could make a good jump shot, it seems like obviously the getting to the rim factor is decreased, but it also seems to have taken away some of their ability to rise above a contest and hit a shot from the outside.
We're going to have about a minute left. You know, I look at this roster and I look at this depth chart. I don't see one star. You know, how far away are the Bulls, number one, literally in 60 seconds? Number two, you know, is the duo of John Paxson and Gar Foreman the right guys to head up this rebuilding project?
So I'll be quick. The answer to your first question, is there a star? No. The next star of this team hopefully will come in the 2018 draft. I watched some videos of Luka Doncic. I apologize if I'm not saying his name correctly. He did very well in the Euro camp. And are Gar Foreman and John Paxson the right duo to lead this team? I would say no. If you look at this draft, the taking Markkanen and then selling their second-round pick for cash, obviously that was something that probably came down from ownership, but the quotes that they gave that their board dried up at 37, to me, you know, a team that clearly needs to have an eye on rebuilding, to just trade away a great lottery ticket at 37 for some extra cash to buy out Rajon Rondo, that's just like extremely, extremely disappointing from, a thought and strategy perspective.
Boy, it sounds like a rudderless ship, to say the least. Maybe they're buying out Dwayne Wade, which would allow him to go to Cleveland, and perhaps the Cavaliers could get closer to the Warriors. But beyond that, boy, this is a mess, and it's going to be a mess for a long time. Jacob, I can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes. Really do appreciate it. As the NBA season gets closer, let's connect again, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much, Joe. I had a great time.
You got it. We too. Bye-bye now. Jacob Bickshorn, SB Nation, joining us here on SB Nation Radio, talking all things Chicago Bulls, including the possible rumored buyout of Dwayne Wade. And, you know, as Jacob said, they've kind of walked back that story. It looked like it was going to be fait accompli. I'm reading different things. Maybe they're walking back on it a little bit. It'll be interesting to watch, but I can tell you this. We all know where he's going should he get bought out. We'll talk about that next and all the other things we didn't get to, from the NFL holdouts to Mayweather and McGregor news to a SummerSlam preview. All that and more, along with your calls at 800-777-2907. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it's at.
Hey! Whether it's the classroom or the boardroom, you always want to be on top of your game. That's why you need to take Mental Bright. Mental Bright is a brain supplement that helps improve your memory, focus, and overall cognitive functions. Its unique blend of essential nutrients from natural ingredients will have you feeling better and operating at your fullest potential. So if you're ready to turn those sluggish days into productive ones, try Mental Bright absolutely risk-free by visiting mentalbright.com. That's mentalbright.com.
You're on the air with Berryman. Our family of products helps your family of cars. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Berryman, what do you got?
B12 Chemtool Fuel Additive cleans a car's engine from the fuel tank to the combustion chamber, improves performance, increases gas mileage.
What else you got?
B33 Engine Degreaser destroys road grime, grease, dirt, and oil. A cleaner engine is a better running engine.
What else you got?
B12 Total Fuel System Cleaner, made with the strongest solvent detergent on the market to help your car reach its full fuel potential. What else you got? Exactly. Berryman, the good stuff since 1918.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-574-1433. That's 1-800-574-1433. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-574-1433. 1-800-574-1433. 1-800-574-1433.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-940-7237. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-940-7237. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-940-7237.
This is